Stu, strike up the band. Not so fast with those contractions. A judge in Minneapolis late yesterday afternoon ordered that the Minnesota Twins must play their 2002 season in the Metrodome there in Minneapolis. Ron Rappaport joins us now from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
You said something like this would happen.
Well, I thought so. Did you read the judge's decision? It was beautiful. He talked about Homer hankies and bobblehead dolls and
yes.
Hot dogs and peanuts. For a minute there, I thought he was going to start reciting Casey at the Bat.
Yes. No. He said, in fact, let me quote from that. The Twins brought the community together with Homer hankies and bobblehead dolls.
I think I'm going to cry.
Well, but let me ask, is this just delaying the inevitable? I mean, can they really force an owner like Carl Pohlad to keep a team in a town in which he doesn't want it to keep it?
Well, you know, Scott, if you wanted to be cynical about this, and you and I would never do a thing like that, you might think that baseball had planned it this way, knowing that the Twins would find a sympathetic judge and he'd order the team to stay in town at least one more year, and the people in Minneapolis and St. Paul would be frightened into building a new stadium with public money,
yeah.
Which they've resisted until now. That's really the problem, you know. The Twins' attendance wasn't so bad. It was better than the White Sox's last year, for instance,
mm-hmm.
And they had a darn good team.
We have more people who come to see the show in our control room than the White Sox had last year, but go ahead.
Maybe that's a bad example.
All right, yes.
But they also had a pretty good team. You know, there was nothing wrong with them at all. The problem is the new ballpark. They just don't want to build it with public money.
Yeah.
And Jesse Ventura says, you know, he'd rather open a gambling book at the mall. You know, maybe that would be a way to finance it and so on. But so there, and also, the whole idea of contraction, we've talked about this, is just a part of the ongoing contract negotiations with the players. But I think what the judge's decision shows, once you get past the hot dogs and the turkey and the apple pie, is that what a foolish and foolishly executed idea it was to eliminate the Twins and the Expos without thinking about it, without
mm-hmm.
planning it. You know, once again, the owners just refuse to acknowledge that they don't control the game anymore. They have fully equal partners in the players and in the cities where they do business, and they really need to sit down and talk about this and not issue fiats that they're going to do it their own way.
Well, if you're going to enlist public funds from the public treasury in Quebec and Minnesota to help pay for a franchise there, to help pay for the infrastructure, for the stadium, all of that, you do have to acknowledge them as partners, don't you?
And that's what's happened all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Bud Selig, the commissioner, you know, they've got a nice new stadium in Milwaukee,
mm-hmm.
and part of that was with public funds. And if that's the way it's going to go, then you have to be able to sit down and talk things over.
Quick question, Ron. Last night, Michael Jordan scored, I believe, 41 points, more than 40, and the Washington Wizards still lost their sixth game in a row. Is he going to reach a frustration point and retire for the third time?
Well, either that or he's going to be 5'6" pretty soon. You know, I mean, I don't know how much longer this can go on. That was a good game for Michael, but a bad game for the team. We'll have to wait and see whether he gets used to losing or not.
Okay. Ron, Ron, I'm afraid we have to go now because we've got to do a piece about this. What's the guy's name? Harry Porter? You've heard about this?
You're going to get mail on that one.
Yes, I know. Well, thank God it'll be in crayons. And usually the kind of mail I get in crayons I have to worry about. Thanks.
There you go.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator, who also was a columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.